Okay, and welcome to hour two of the weekly Damage on Ice Reverse Beat Show. We spent hour one looking at some reversals on celebrities. And in this hour, as we always do in our second hour, I am bringing in my guest. Now, my guest is a chap by the name of Brian Jones. I've known Brian for many years. He's an audio psychic medium. I think that's how I would describe it. Brian, is that the correct term? Welcome to the show.
Well, that's what I've been using. I don't know if it's correct or not, but that's pretty close.
Yeah, auto-psychic medium. Now, you don't do reverse speech. You do something different. Why don't you tell my listeners what you actually do, and then we'll look at all of these examples you've got, which I'm very, very much looking forward to hearing.
Right. Well, sure, yeah. Just so you know, I haven't turned my back on the reverse speech thing. I just don't do it as much as I used to. But I always do. If I'm ever going to analyze any kind of speech, I feel like I'd be wearing serious blindfolds not to look at it backwards, but that's just me. You know, I mean, but that's certainly how I got into this sort of thing. And you know, I mean, you've talked about the reverse speech coming from the unconscious mind and the soul itself. And, you know, a lot of people seem to think they're operating outside of that because they don't believe in that sort of thing. They're doing it anyway, just like putting out signals that, you know, have an effect on the material universe, I suppose. But just so you know, I mean, I got into it after many years of, you know, trying to deal with my own energies. And just to remind you and maybe tell some other people for the first time, I don't think it was a coincidence that 3.5-4 hours before I had heard about you, and I'd never listened to Art Bell's show before, I was on a phone call and I was being interrupted by what I recognized as my own voice that was really hitting me hard. And the way I perceived it at the time was it was coming back through the earpiece with a slight delay from as I was trying to talk. And I said, it's coming back at me backwards. So I don't.
Wow.
No, it was very intense. And the thing is, that was probably one of the really bold slaps in the head for me of probably all kinds of clues I missed throughout my life that linear time really is kind of an illusion and maybe a luxury at that point, too. But that's, you know, then I heard about, you know, my mom had recorded an hour and a quarter of an interview you did with Art back in 1997. And I dissected that apart over and over again. And I mean, I was going to say I've never been the same since, but I don't think I was ever the same before that either.
Yeah, that was some great times back when we did some great shows on Coast to Coast, quite a few.
It seemed like many lifetimes ago now. I mean, you were on pretty regularly, and I was recording every show. I still have a whole bunch on cassette tape right now. And I'll tell you, David, just to give you an idea of how I was going approaching it like a mechanic, I never got a computer. I thought they were dumb, and I literally took a shoebox tape recorder and raised the head half a width of tape and then had I had to chip the case of the cassette tape so the head would clear, but then I started being able to play things backwards. And it took me a number of hours to find what I thought was a reversal. Whether it really was a good one or not, I don't know, but I was thrilled. And literally, I did 30 hours straight of that stuff. I mean, I'm still pretty manic, but it's, you know, I mean, it's opened the doors up for me because there are a lot of parallels between, you know, communicating with spirit or consciousness and recording human speech. I mean, it opened up doors, and there are a lot of parallels there.
Okay. So tell us exactly what it is that you do.
Well, I've moved more in the direction of wanting to communicate with, I don't know if you'd call it the spirit realm or higher consciousness, because I don't know if you've noticed or not, but it seems like, and I'm not saying this for everybody because we're all here at different levels, but for the most part, the general public and the conversations I have in daily life really cause me a lot of pain. I mean, I feel like I'm being bound and gagged, but But anyway, I'm just saying, actually it started in 1999 because by time the first 2 years had come around and I realized how freaked out people get, even today, when you tell them you can record human speech and play it backwards and hear another level of information. It's, you know, I mean, I think more and more people collectively are moving into being open to this level of things. You know, I mean, I've heard credentialed doctors with careers to worry about starting to talk about how there is a spirit realm. I mean, they're saying, I can't deny it anymore. So it's a slow process, but, you know, I do have a lot of sound files here, and I can give some of my contemplations along the way, but I'd like to blast through a few as I'm telling you what I'm doing. But anyway, back to what you're saying.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay, so one of the early reversals I got, I want to play this one because what I've done in the last couple hours is I've kind of leveled all the sound files, and I did the Skype echo test. By the way, this is the first time I've ever used Skype for any kind of interview. So can I just play a little bit and see what you think of this sound file volume?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Okay.
How's that volume?
Yeah, that's okay. You could probably go up just a touch, I think.
Okay, let me see if... I'm not sure.
I think it's okay. No, I think it's okay, Brian.
Okay, well, listen, then what I'm going to do... Oh, I got a new version of Goldwave. Let me open up the...
Okay.
It looks neater. It's just harder to work. Okay, so hang on a sec here. Yeah, boy, it sure is. Okay, there we go. Okay, so what this is here is this is one of the first reversals, and I want to I'll tell you something hit me today, David. This is a live police chase where literally some armed and deadly people are coming up in this police officer's rear window, and he's on the freeway, right? So he's in a real dangerous spot. And I want to make a point about this, and then something else hit me with one of your early reversals. So that's what it's about. He's calling in, he's on his radio, and he's saying, I'm right in front of him now. Here goes. You can hear the intensity there, right?
Yep.
Okay, here's the thing I want to, and I'm going to be speeding up my focal points on this, is that I believe this is one of the things that you've said is that the reverse speech, and I found this with animals and so-called spirit voices, the I statement is really prevalent. It's like, I guess we're all preoccupied with ourselves. But anyway,
yes.
Seriously, I mean, okay, so this one here I'm hearing as, I'm moving off, they armor deadly. Here goes.
Okay.
Now, David. Okay, so here's the thing. Here's something that hit me just about 2.5 hours ago, and I'm kind of amused by it. I'm listening to that, and I'm going, God, what does that remind me of? Remember the JFK assassination, the news announcer? And it's, remember, he's talking about he's been shot and all that?
Well, I played that in the first hour.
Oh, you did? Okay, well, look, I went and got it off your website a couple hours ago.
And
I cleaned it up a little bit, but here's one thing. I'm going to play that right now. And now I want to tell you something that is unusual. It's just a coincidence, I'm sure, but here's that reversal by itself of he's shot bad, try and look up. Here it goes.
Yep.
Well, you know what I just figured out? Because for some reason, that one popped into my head when I played that reversal I just played for you. Those both have 9 syllables. Anyway,
okay. They
just feel like they just had a similar energy to me. And then I was counting it on my fingers. I was sitting on the toilet there for a minute because I can't stop thinking about this stuff, right? So I'm counting them on my fingers, and sure enough, they do. They have 9 syllables, although in the one I played, 2 of the so-called possible backwards words are 2-syllable words. Anyway, and then just to speed it up, here's another early one. I just want to drive the point home about the I statement. Here is a television infomercial about a married couple that just got a reading saying their love is real, and now they think, the wife especially thinks it's all great, everything's cured now, right? But listen towards the tail end of this sound file, her voice tonal shift is amazingly strong, but here goes.
Now you know that your love is real and that you guys have no business being apart.
That's right.
Exactly.
Because there was this outside force telling us, you know, that didn't even know what's from Adam.
Okay, well, I don't know if you heard the part where she said, it sounds real nasally. She says, it didn't even know us from Adam. It changes drastically. Well, you've heard this before, and I've got a few, but I'm going to show this parallel with animals and things too, but what I hear is I'm so unneeded, right? But not, you know, it's like it's like I am so unneeded, like it's still unresolved. But here it is.
I'm so unneeded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is that I just wanted to really drive the point home, and then even, okay, and then taking it to another level. You know, I've listened to a lot of interviews with John Lennon, and I, you know, I still hear people kicking the guy, you know, criticizing him. And yeah, and he wasn't an angel all the time, but he did a lot of really great things. And I know what it's like not to be able to manage a bunch of energy sometimes, and I'm sure I couldn't even come close to the energy he was dealing with. But I was up in a water tower one night on Capitol Hill, and I was literally recording ambient radio signals through a tape recorder. It was a weird energy field. And so I just asked him if he was there. Now, right after I asked if he was with me that night, listen to all the static noise. I'm amazed I was able to pull this out, but here goes a short forward.
John Lennon, I'd really like to get your voice on tape. Will you speak to me, my friend?
Okay, it didn't sound like much, did it?
No.
Okay, now I pulled this out, and I'm really stunned. This is like magic. What I hear out of that, and it's a little altered because of the hiss removal and all that, but through the headphones, through the noise, I remember getting thrilled. It sounded identical to his voice, and I listened to him many hours, but what I hear of this one is, I need love. Here goes.
Oh!
I mean, that even sounds like him to me, but...
Oh.
Hey, good thing we're recording this, because I know everybody's going to want to go back and listen to that one again, right?
Now, where did that sound come from?
I was recording... up in the water tower, which was a really weird-looking old brick round building in Capitol Hill in central Seattle, and there's a metal water tank in the middle, and I was up there, and I was walking around the tower on the top floor inside, and it looks like an old castle, right? And I was moving the recorder around. I listen through headphones when I record, and I was picking up ambient signals and all these rhythms that, you know, it was just a really conducive way of bringing through energies. That's what I do to bring the spirit voices through. But this was kind of just a real charged night. And I tried communicating with him. I've got a number of samples that very well may be his spirit. And so I have another one where I went down, I was on a beach, and I was the same thing. You know, I was by myself. I was like, all of a sudden I thought, hey, John, are you here? And I was on a sandy beach, and I rubbed my feet on the ground. This is what I recorded. Here goes.
John Lennon, are you with me tonight?
Okay, and so right at the tail end of that, the sounds that you heard, and I boosted the volume, I think this very well could be his spirit, and I believe it's another I statement, because what I hear of this one is, I hear Brian. Here goes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I heard it the third time. I didn't hear it the first two times. Do it again.
Okay, let me get back on there. Okay, this is just going to be the tail end. Here it goes.
And that's coming out of you shuffling your feet on the sand.
Yeah, I mean, I that's what I do. What I've been doing for years is I've tried all kinds of instruments. I don't have a technical background. I'm not building electronics. And I've recently, since I got a hold of you a few days ago, I've been working on this stuff for... since 1998, probably, really, but I made it my main focus about 1999, and I'm not joking when I tell you I wouldn't even want to guess how many, probably tens of thousands of hours. I mean, I've been pretty obsessed about it because I've seen a gradual thing, and like I said, I mean, I'm just really wound up and I'm really driven. I can hardly sleep even still, but you know, there was let's see, what was the next one? And I wanted to say another thing, and I just realized today that this is possibly another I statement in a way. Let's see, yeah, because I think in the backwards. Now, I'll just play this one. I remember I sent this to you back in like 1998, and when you were posting on a forum board, and you said, Brian, your reversals are so clear they scare me, and that was in reaction to this one. This is Queen's song, We Are the Champions. If you think about the lyrics in the song, and I'm not going to say them because most people know the song by now, but I think that this reversal is actually the mirror side of the chorus and title of the song of We Are the Champions, I believe it comes out to say, nightmares that I heal. And what I did was I played it. So just listen at about, let's see, I made a note here. 8 seconds in, you'll hear a little blip. I flipped the switch, and then it goes backwards. And then I found a clearer version of the chorus of the song on a different verse. So listen to see if you can hear the phrase, nightmares that I heal. Here goes. I don't know. Yeah, and I don't know if you remember or not, the song they always have played for years on rock stations, you know, right before this one starts, is We Will Rock You. And I don't know if you remember, I sent you that reversal that's as clear as the forward, where it says, bring us here to put on ash. And I remember you and somebody else were saying, I know exactly what that means. I guess it sounds like a metaphoric deal. But, you know, and I... anyway, so let me, I just wanted to say that part. I just wanted to point out the I statements and drive that point home that, these, you know, I guess that's the whole thing about being a soul, you know. I mean, some people say, and I guess maybe it's true, I don't know how you pin it down, that we're all part of the same thing anyway, but we have this individuality where we do have a little free will, at least I hope so, because I know I can certainly make all kinds of moves, But I just, you know, like I said, I've been finding it in animals' voices, and I've been finding it in voices I get out of, say, guitar amplifiers or anything like that. But the other thing is, and I wanted to play this one for you too, is, you know, what you call a blend reversal.
Blend?
Yeah, that's what. Or yeah.
Lied.
Well.
Link reversal.
Okay, maybe I got that one wrong, different than you, but I, you know, where one person starts a backward statement,
right.
and the other
person finishes that. Yeah, we call them link reversals.
Okay, well, here's the thing. There's a guy I know, I haven't hung out with him for years. I mean, this guy, to date, I mean, you know, the guy drinks day and night, right? And I've leaned on that stuff a lot because, you know, I found it a lot safer than pharmaceuticals doctors told me I needed when I was a kid, but you know, staying away from it now, but everything's got a side effect. But you know, it's really, you know, to have manic energy all the time. I'm telling you, sometimes it's really kind of tough. But anyway, so this guy that I'm talking about here, he's always drinking beers day and night. And I know at this time frame, I was kind of breaking away from this guy. I was like telling him, I go, hey, can't you just save it for nighttime at least? You know, you don't have to quit cold turkey. Which is what I was doing. I was purposely not drinking during the day. And we're in a backyard, and this other guy, you know, he's tormented by ghosts, right? So he says, I mean, I think it's just a big excuse. I mean, I think he is open to these things, but he doesn't care. He always acts like it's the reason why he has to drink, right? So, but anyway, we're in a backyard, and Dave is starting out by saying that the wife has to leave the TV on. And then this other guy says, oh, why ghosts? Different dimensions, right? You know, he's piping him. But I'm telling you, let me just play that right here.
But I've had some pretty extraordinary experiences the past few months.
Extraordinary being ghosts, different dimensions,
lots of weird.
Anyway, you probably heard that, okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's what I think the reversal is that I hear this guy saying, you know, he's talking about ghosts, and I told you how he plays that one. He's like, so I'd need beers, right? That's what I think he's saying plainly. And you hear at the end of it, you hear a deeper voice say, at night, kind of joking around. Gee, I don't know who that is, but here goes.
Okay.
So I'd need beers. So I'd need beers. So I'd need beers.
Can you hear that?
No, say that again. What's
okay.
He saying?
You hear the guy saying, so I'd need beer or beers, and then at the very end, hear a guy say, at night, here goes.
Okay.
Oops, here we go.
So I'd need beers.
All right.
So I'd need beers. So I'd need beers.
I don't know if you can make that out. Yeah. I hear it plainly, but I mean, I hear the tone.
That's really clear. Yeah.
I know, but see, here's the thing, David. Okay, so I know this guy's pattern, right? And I know how I think, and I totally hear me being sarcastic, finishing the sentence, like saying at night, you know, like putting my focus on it. But the thing is, I made the sounds before he made his sounds that said his phrase backwards. And that's what I'm saying is that it's a window into or outside of the illusion of linear time. And that's why I've considered it a way of getting a glimpse of information outside of such a, you know, what I got to say has got to be a limited perception of, you know, linear time. Sure, it works for most people and it works for me on a lot of levels too. But let's see here. Okay. Now here's another thing is the energy. This is a rare one. Remember, you know, in fact, I think I got this original audio off your website of the so-called interrogation by O.J. Simpson, right?
Okay.
And it was gone the next day. I was so glad I got it. But this is the part where the detective is drilling O.J. about what did you give Nicole for her birthday? And listen to how many times they use the reference give and gave, right? Here goes.
Did you get together with her on her birthday?
Maybe her matches, I believe.
Did you give her a gift?
I gave her a gift.
What did you give her?
I gave her either the bracelet or the earrings.
Okay, did you hear that? OJ is saying he gave it. He's asked what he gave, if he got together with her on her birthday, what did you give her? He says either the bracelet or the earrings. But if you go back and listen to that track, right before OJ talks, you hear a two click sounds. I consulted David Roundtree, if you know who he is, and he's done a lot of study, and he wrote a book called Paranormal Technology, and he knows a lot about physics. I better save this for after the break.
Yeah, all right, yeah, we're going to go to a break. Hold that thought. We'll be back for the final half hour with Brian Jones. Don't touch that keyboard, folks.
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the 4 most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
There are 3 factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. 1 is the amount of growth factors in your system. 2 is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And 3 is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit SGN80.com. That's SGN80.com.
Okay, we are back. This is David John Ice. This is our final segment for the show today. My guest is Brian Jones. He's playing us some fascinating audio tracks. Let's pick up where we left off, Brian.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I wanted to finish that out about what David Rowntree is studying. I haven't studied his things a lot, but a while back I communicated with him a few times, and I know that he talks about like when EVPs manifest on recordings that he's been able to measure a field that he'd say like a wormhole opens up. Now, it's way above and beyond me. I don't know what he's talking about. He does. But I because of this one's very strange, and I'll explain it in a second, I asked him, I said, is there any characteristic about what you do where you hear these clicking sounds? Because there's two snap sounds right before what I'm going to point out to you occurred. And he says, yeah, that's a characteristic. So just wanted to put that in there for people that may know more about his work. But anyway, this one here is the exact sounds in the beat right when OJ starts speaking. Now, he's got a real deep, muffled voice on this muffled recording, but yeah. I think this one's clear as anything. And this is forward, by the way. The question is, what did you give Nicole, right? Goes on to say, I gave her, and talked about jewelry. Yeah. Well, this might be more accurate, or I don't know where it comes from, but what I hear of this one is giving her maggots. Here goes. Anyway, I just wanted to put that out there because it may mean a lot more to other people than it does to me anymore. But it would, you know, in all the thousands of hours I've done this stuff, you don't find stuff like that too often. So nice. I just want to, yeah, it's pretty notable. But I also want to say that, you know, there's been some speculation lately that if OJ in fact did murder those people in the way that it happened, some people can. Are contemplating that possibly he suffered some of those serious skull impact brain injuries that happens in the NFL, and it's possible. There's a lot that can go wrong with a human computer. And so it's a bad deal anyway, no matter what happened. But I want to say all that stuff I just played for you is stuff I captured a while back. Yeah, the last few years I've been, you know, I mean, I've been wanting to figure out where I'm going with it, and it's a big curve, but in the last few years, being under a whole lot of pressure, mainly financially, and you know, which is right in your face when you are. But I mean, it's a secondary thing to my energy and how I have to try to manage things and everything. But I started studying on YouTube things they call the law of attraction and guidelines on how to focus your energy. I'm telling you, I found a lot of parallels in like what I've been taught on there and what I've experimented with and what. Spirits or whatever they are will come back with feedback and tell you it all seems to be kind of related. And so I have another so anyway, and then I, as far as it goes, I'm not just getting EVPs or whatever you want to call them to entertain people or tell them I know what it all means. I'm doing it because I've seen a gradual increase in my ability to do it and access information. And that's what the whole thing's always ever been about for me, was access information and whether it's fair or not, maybe an additional bit of truth, you know, out of a place that's kind of hard. It's like panning for gold, you know. But so I'd like to play a few of these sound files that are along the lines of calm spirit voices, if you like. And I'll start with a real simple one. And I wouldn't say this one's actually all that clear. But the fact is, I'll just point this one out, because if it is there, I just want to show that quite often I can hear these things as they occur. And as soon as I figure out where I'm going with my hard drive here, you know how it is, you start thinking about too many things at once. Okay, I've got it here. So anyway, and I numbered them. I spent a bunch of time. Okay, so this is just what it is. Here goes.
The dead can talk.
And I don't know, that's pretty rough, but it, you may be able to make out words, and I pulled it out, played it three times, just see if you can hear the phrase, the dead can talk. It's real simple and basic.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I wouldn't call that a stunner, but I just wanted, it was a short one.
I can hear it. Yeah.
And I mentioned to you that, I'm pretty wound up. Well, no, I'll say that's number three. Let me go back to number two. I'm sure this order matters. Now, this one here, I think, this is for humor. I gotta laugh. I mean, even when I've been like, you know, I mean, I'm sure if I was living in a haunted house or witnessing an exorcism, I'd be cracking jokes right in the middle of it. Just, you know, I'm kind of used to doing that, but, you know, when I was doing it just a few days ago, I was recording. I was pushing it hard. I'm trying to build new acoustic and other electronic instrumental things I'm doing. And I heard the phrase a couple times that they're pointing out that I'm, like, developing a beacon, right? So I just popped off with this new nickname of Beacon Jones. Just see what you think. I was laughing about it, and I'd been doing it for a couple hours before this. And they read your energy pretty good from what I can tell. Here goes.
Please call me Beacon Jones. I like it. Here we go.
Well, anyway, I think this one here is pretty phonetically clear. You tell me. What I hear this one is, hey, Brian, we all get that. Here goes. Can you hear that okay?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I'm just kind of showing... I'm not saying this is anything. I'm just having a little fun, more or less. I mean, I take this stuff seriously, but if I was going to, huh?
Well, I understand how you take it seriously. I would too. Well, I have with reverse speech, of course.
Oh yeah. Well, what I'm saying is the point of that one is I think my name comes out, and it's just to show that is, you know, that there is an interaction going on here. Now this one here, this one is just a dual direction. Most of them are, by the way. Yeah, I want to say that. There's a pattern here. When I ask a question, a lot of times the strongest ones, they happen immediately after I ask, and they're usually dual direction. I'm not sure where this one came from, but that's why I started saying a second ago about my anti-sleep patterns. I mean, I've had insomnia since I was in a crib, and I mean, it's amazing. It's been really off the charts, and it has an effect, you know, and I'm surprised I've survived the severity of it. But what I hear this one is, and this was a few nights ago when I was trying new things, and I do believe I came up with some breakthrough levels. And what I hear of this one is, it's a breakthrough. You get some sleep. Here goes.
Okay.
Okay, now, and this
now,
one, huh?
Where are those sounds coming from?
Well, okay, sorry. I probably ought to say this. I mean, like I said, this isn't high tech. It's more my energy than anything. And I mean, think about it. Like, really supposedly proven spirit mediums, they do it in their own way. A lot of times they're just getting images or hearing things in their head in a psychic way. Some people look at cigar ashes, tea leaves, whatever it is. I don't know. I mean, my thing is audio.
But what makes the sound? That's what.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. Okay, back to that. Yeah.
Paper or?
Well, I've done seriously many, many thousands of experiments, and right now I've got an acoustic chamber built with a microphone in it, and I'm running. I just made a pedal switch so I can turn it on and off. So when I'm asking my question, there's no background sound. So I have a pedal switch. So what it is I've got a guitar amp about 10 feet away from the microphone. And you know what? I call it a carrier track. There's a tape. There's an audio source running, and you'll get a kick out of this. I certainly do. I thought, no, gosh, I kind of want to get some feminine energy in there. So I went to YouTube and I got an interview of Brigitte Bardot when she was in her 20s speaking French.
Yeah. All right.
And I mixed it up backwards and forwards, and I put my own voice in with it. It doesn't sound anything like that. And then I've got it running through a guitar amp that's got built-in voice effects and different effects. And I spent hours the other night tweaking the knobs and then doing recordings and finding how to put a sharper edge on it. And when I did, when I started doing that, unlike before, I drew out a chart and I started noting all the settings of all the knobs. And that was about the time I got this one right here. It says it's a breakthrough, right? But it's, you know, here's the thing. Here's another thing I want to say too. I'm doing this stuff right here, which is really a strain, but ever since the beginning, I started with this so-called ITC stuff. I thought that how is somebody going to deny that there is something here if you're going to present things that they can hear with their own ears? But believe me, they'll find any way they can. Somebody that doesn't want to know is going to, I mean, I heard a quote somewhere and it makes me laugh because I'm sure it's true. Somebody said, I wouldn't believe it if you proved it to me. And I mean, I've been up against many people like that, but it's, I don't care anymore. I'm not wasting my time. I'm actually doing experiments of projecting. I'm doing a lot of things with hypnosis and audio and the law of attraction and a lot of things I've learned, and I actually have scared myself lately. It's funny because I really do believe we can direct the beacon. You know, it's coming along. It is. I'm actually not as worried about getting other people to pay attention to what I'm doing anymore. But let's see. I want to make sure I get a couple of these good ones in here. I think this one's pretty darn clear. Just phonetically, I want to get these on record. I'm not sure what I said here, but I'll just play it. A lot of times these are not answers, direct answers to my question, but I always play what I'm saying with a following track, so you know, just like you do with reversals, so that somebody has the raw sounds that the excerpt came out of. So here goes.
Is anybody present that would like to interact?
Okay, and out of that right there, I do believe I clipped out two possible statements. The first one is, they hear it. I believe this one's pretty phonetically enunciated.
Forwards?
It looks like it might, let's see, did I make a note? You know, usually I do put an F or a DD for dual direction or an R. I think this one may be forward. Here goes. Yeah, I think it is. Here goes. They hear it. Oh, sorry. Might as well get that right. They can hear it.
Yeah, I heard that before you said it. Yeah.
I mean, that one's pretty enunciated. I mean, and then the other one is, I think, shows that I'm collaborating. I mean, there's a lot to this, and I just tried to pick out the ones. Oh, and before I forget, because I know this time goes fast, is that, I mean, 99.9% of the messages I hear plainly, other people cannot hear. A lot of times I'll have a shot at validating it. So I'm kind of trying to do the next to impossible right here compared to what I could be doing. But it's where I'm at right now. But the second one that came out of there, looks like it might be dual direction, is they help Brian. Here goes. And you know, I want to jump ahead to one that I want to make sure that I don't miss, because I think it's pretty important. Because for the other night, I tried this out. I took a printer sheet of paper, right? You know, 8.5 by 11, I think they are. I propped it up on a clipboard, put a candle in front of it for like 10 minutes, and block letters I wrote, what is it like to be dead, right? And then I'm talking to them, I'm going, hey, you guys look at this thing, let's try to address this, right? So let me find this one here. Like I said, I think this one, I've been sending these to a buddy of mine that can't hardly hear anything, and in the last week, he's been telling me that he can hear them, so I think that's a good sign.
Yeah.
I know it's here. I only have like 9 on this sheet here. Oh yeah, here we go. Number 6. Hang on a sec. So anyway, I ask what it's like to be dead, or whatever I said. Here it goes.
What's it like to be dead?
Okay, here, I'll play it. Here it goes. Just a sec.
Ask the same question again. Please answer. What is it like being dead?
Now, you know, these aren't like bragging about like a clear phone connection, but what I think this is one that my friend heard, and he's really got a tough ear for this stuff. He said, man, he goes, you could probably sell that to a metal band. They like that kind of stuff in their music. But
what was it?
Well, I'm getting to the excerpt right here, and this is an absolute mirror, as you call it, or it looks like a butterfly on my screen. I'm sure you know what that means. But I mean, it's an absolute dual direction. And what I hear of this is, I'm asking what it's like to be dead, or whatever I just said there, and I'm still looking for it here. Okay, here it's awesome beyond the grave. Here goes.
Oh yeah, I heard it that time. Do it again. Do it again.
Okay, here goes. You know, I mean, there's a little bit of noise pollution, shall we say, but now I want to play a couple things. I've got to tell you, I mean, like I said, I hear way more than I could present, because I already know stuff I can hear most people can't hear, but I've gotten a lot of praise lately, and here's one I played for you before, and I was asking him, I go, do you think I'm becoming a better person, right? I don't know if you remember me running that by you, and you heard it slightly different, but I get a lot of references to heaven and things like that, so that's kind of comforting, as opposed to, let's just say, the bargain basement. That might be a shortcut, but here goes.
Do you see me expanding into goodness? Do you see that in your perspective?
Okay, Dave, what's that?
So what's that voice we're hearing? Whose voice is that?
That's an alteration of myself, or shall I say, Brigitte Bardot and myself, as I described. But no, that's the techniques that I do. But I'm just creating, I'm facilitating these psychic signals. That's why I call them audio psychic. You know?
Right.
Okay. So I, of course, I, so what I do is I, this one here is a dual direction. I pull it out. This is the one I sent you, and I've enhanced it a little bit. I mean, not to fool anybody, but what I hear of this one is, and by the way, just to remind you, I crack jokes with them all the time, and I'm sure some of them are like going, oh, you know, come on, man, this is serious. But anyway, what I hear of this one is, proud in heaven, you make me laugh. And then just a couple short ones, huh?
I just said, I'll be bothered. That's okay.
Yeah. And I just want to say seriously, I know I'm joking around about a little bit because, you know, I'm working on different things now. I found out, I've been knocking on doors like crazy, and then even a week and a half ago, I approached people, and that nod is still there, because I knock on a door and I can tell it's going nowhere, and then the next door I knock on, I'm going there, you know, like panting hard, and it blows the next one. So I'm just stepping back from trying to involve other people. You know, if somebody shows up, somebody asks me, and it's a fair question, well, what would you want us to help you do? Or what? I'm thinking, I've been putting stuff out there for 19 years. I said, maybe, you know, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic here, but I'm thinking this way. You know, hopefully some thinking person will hear a bunch of stuff, and they'll come at me and tell me what they want to tell me, so I don't have to tell them what I want them to tell me. I'll leave it at that, but just a couple short ones here just to show you that I think that, you know, that I've actually getting some a little bit of praise lately, because I have tried to lighten up and not be so agitated all the time, but cuz it's frustrating, you know. I mean, I've knocked on tens of thousands of doors. I mean, everybody you can think of, and I don't even want to waste my time trying to figure out which way is up on that anymore, but here is, I'm asking a question. I don't even remember what the question is, but here it is.
Dear sisters and brothers, this is Brian. I just want to say hello to start with. Hello.
And just an excerpt out of that, which is an obvious dual direction. I do believe that I hear that, and this was like the warm-up, the opening to a session that I did, but that's why I opened it there. You know, I try to be friendly and, you know, what do they call it, like fellowship? I don't go to church or anything, although I got something to show you about that, but it's like brothers and sisters. You know, once in a while I kind of feel feel like not totally like a fugitive, but anyway, what I hear of this one is they love you over here.
Oh, I've got goose chills down my spine.
You know what's funny is I've gotten goosebumps telling somebody about something I found 10 years before it comes back to me. But listen to this one. Like I said, here's the thing. I don't call myself a Christian, although I've listened to a lot of people talk about Christian philosophy or you know, values or way, you know, codes to live by. And I agree with a lot of them. But this one I think is just out of somewhere that I think is really, it's just short and I think it's pretty enunciated. What I hear of this one is, a champion for Christian. Here goes. Okay, and here's the thing, and I made a note to do this, David. Do you have, is the word Coke come up in your reverse speech metaphor dictionary?
What, Coke, as in Coca-Cola?
No, yeah, no, cocaine. No, Coat, C-O-A-T.
Oh, C-O-A-T, no. No.
Okay, well, the reason I say that, and this one may be a little tough to hear, but I've noted it, but I can't remember. I'm looking at this is kind of like a possible reaction that I think is geared towards me because I think my name comes out of two of these dual directions that are embedded, but I'm just kind of randomly talking here, but here goes.
I know one thing for sure. Technology such as computers and devices like that are definitely taking off. I mean, it's mind-blowing for people like myself that have been around for half a century. It's a little frightening, actually, although some of the stuff's fun to play with. What do you think about the earthly technology and things like that?
Okay, David, just a couple of, that's why I asked about the coat, and hopefully you can hear this one. And I was wearing a coat at the time in this room here, because it's kind of chilly, you know, I've got this 91-year-old house that I don't think there's any insulation in the walls, but what I hear of this first one is, look at his coat, Brian's innocent. Here goes.
Oh, okay. God.
Yeah, well,
Planet's starting. Hey, listen, Brian, I'm just going to cut you off 1 second. We've got about 4 minutes left. I want to give you an opportunity to get your contact details out, website, anything else you want.
That would be at the audiomedium.com website, which you have linked on the Wrench Radio Network page there. And I want to address this too, and I didn't really want to play it, the thing I sent you a couple nights ago, or mornings ago. I didn't think that was really one to play because that one is not what I call a real physically, phonetically present thing, but for a moment there, it really jumped out at me, and I figured, I was telling myself, don't bother David with that, you know, maybe he won't hear it,
You're welcome to play it if you want.
I played it again today, and I don't hardly hear it, but I sure did the other night, and that's what I want to say. This stuff is not physically there a lot of times, but some of them are, some of them aren't. I never know. I've done sessions where I've had somebody right in the room, and like when it's right hot off the press, I'll hear something. I've got splitters with two headphones, and they can't hear it, and then I'll go right there, listen, and they'll go, oh, yeah, I do hear that, and then I'll go back and listen later, and I can't find it. These are not physical sounds mostly. Some of them are. Most of them aren't, I don't think. But that's why I say, it's all about getting information. I want to show this stuff so people can hear it, maybe. I go way out of my way to find, just like I did in the early days with the reverse speech. I'd go past 100 of them to find one that, as you said before, or somebody has, they almost sound as clear as forward speech, which a lot of them that you play do. And but I'm not going to keep doing that because it's got me not very far. Like I said, it's one thing when people can't hear something and they just think you're hallucinating and then they don't want to talk to you. But then when you throw something in their face that you can see it really spooks them because it's really strong, then they really don't want to talk to you. So I'm not doing this to scare people. I'm going to work on flexing muscles in the gymnasium of the unseen. I've been experimenting with things, and yeah, I'd like to fill some blanks in my own life, and I'm working on it, and it's actually pretty exciting, you know, like manifesting things and bringing them in, because I got room for a little bit of an upgrade there, I would say. So that's what I'm working on mainly.
All right, Brian, we're at the end of the show, mate. It's been a pleasure to have you on. Well,
all right,
you
thank
on.
You.
Okay.
It was good talking with you.
And you too. We'll see you all next week, folks. You have a good week. Bye-bye.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.